I'm RNZ Pacific News. Tālo whālawa, I'm Sel Manutewa, I'm Tā Whai. Solomon Islands Deputy Police Commissioner is calling for people to respect the democratic process of today's prime ministerial election. Parliament will be closed to the public as the process is a private members' meeting, not a sitting of Parliament, and so will not be broadcast. Kroy Hawkins has been following the election.
Honiara City has a well-documented history of public unrest around political events. Deputy Police Commissioner Ian Vaivaso is in charge of security operations at Parliament and says police will not tolerate anyone who intends to disturb the process of the election of the Prime Minister. The two candidates for the top job are former Foreign Affairs Minister Jeremiah Manele and the former opposition leader Matthew Wale. The election gets underway at 9:30am Solomon's time.
Fiji's Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister admits the country's human trafficking unit has been neglected. The government has set aside 10,000 Fijian dollars a year for the past 3 years, a figure survivor advocates say is a drop in the bucket. Biman Prasad blames low funding allocation inherited by the previous government. He has promised a cash injection.
Of course, you know, we will be providing adequate funding, and which means more than what was there. We will make sure that there are adequate resources, and we'll be working with our international partners, including New Zealand, Australia.
Mr. Prasad says he cannot say how much will be set aside until the July budget release. In Papua New Guinea, an escapee who allegedly murdered a young girl, her brother, a child, and wounded the child's father has been hacked to death by an angry mob of relatives. The Northern Police Commander told the national newspaper the deceased was being held by police with 18 other people since last month. They say he was wanted for several other crimes before he escaped and was killed. More than 1,000 families around Samoa are set to benefit from an emergency response project launched to help people become more resilient during natural disasters. A new warehouse containing equipment that can be used during natural disasters and supplies for distribution to families was officially opened at Malolelele yesterday. The We Rise project is backed by USAID and is a two-year initiative. The project is also being launched in Fiji and Tonga and implemented by Catholic Relief Services in partnership with local organisations Caritas Samoa, Caritas Suva and Caritas Tonga. New Zealand's Foreign Affairs Minister says he's still investigating what AUKUS Pillar 2 would mean for New Zealand. Last night, Winston Peters spoke about the multinational military alliance at an event in Parliament. Joining the second part of the pact was looked into under the previous Labour government, and those investigations have continued under the coalition. Mr. Peters told RNZ Morning Report he's trying to find out what benefits the alliance could provide.
It could be a whole lot of humanitarian causes that we've got to be benefiting from. We just don't know, but the world's moving on fast. It's not Buck Rogers in the 25th century, but look, there are new exciting things which can help humanity. That's our point.
Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Helen Clark says Winston Peters' speech on the AUKUS security partnership backtracked from the joint statement he made in Washington, D.C. with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The two of them said, and I quote, "There are powerful reasons for New Zealand engaging practically with AUKUS," quote unquote. Well, we didn't see that. We saw a lot about we're looking at it. We don't know what it contains. We have to find out more.
Former New Zealand Green Party co-leader James Shaw has bowed out of Parliament and revealed his next steps. He is joining Global Infrastructure Investment Fund Morrison, as well as roles with the World Wildlife Fund, Air New Zealand and Greenbridge Capital Management. During his valedictory speech, Mr. Shaw said that finance is the second greatest lever for change after politics, and he has set himself a target to beat the government's climate goals.
I am a Star Trek fan, so I am giving myself a five-year mission to boldly reduce or remove 150 million tonnes of climate pollution from global emissions by 2030. And if that number sounds familiar to some of you, and it should, it's because it is also New Zealand's nationally determined contribution under the Paris Agreement.
In world news, four people have been arrested in Portugal on suspicion of holding a man in slave-like conditions for 17 years. The police say the man, who is 54 and has learning difficulties, had been subjected to physical and psychological abuse. Before his escape, he had been locked in a van without proper food or access to medical care, despite suffering a serious injury. A new exhibition has opened in Moscow of Western military hardware captured by Russian forces in Ukraine. The display includes tanks given to Kyiv from 12 countries. There's an American Abrams, a Leopard tank from Germany, and a British Army tactical support vehicle complete with bullet holes. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
The Russians have not invented the wheel here. In the past, Ukraine has exhibited Russian military hardware captured by the Ukrainian army. But in Russia's case, I think this exhibition has two main aims. First, to reinforce the Kremlin's narrative that in Ukraine, the West is waging war against Russia, although in reality, it was Russia that invaded Ukraine. But also to convince the Russian people that in Ukraine, Russia will emerge victorious.
In sports, 12 players of Tongan origin have been named in Moana Pasifika's match day 23 for Saturday's Super Rugby match in Nuku'alofa. The match against the Highlanders will be the first time the country has hosted a competition game. Head coach Fa'alongo Tana Umanga has retained Ikalitahi flanker Sione Havili Talitui as captain and named 2023 captain Solomone Funaki on the bench. Funaki returns from injury to the field for the first time this season. The Moana Pasifika Highlanders game kicks off at 2:05 p.m. Tonga time on Saturday. Black Ferns first five Hannah King says she's already reaping the rewards of being named in the team for the first time. The 20-year-old Hurricanes Paua playmaker is one of three debutants included in the New Zealand squad for the Pacific Four Series, which they kick off against the United States in Hamilton next weekend. King, who made her Super Rugby Aupiki debut this year, says she's absorbing all she can from the squad's other number 10, the World Cup winning captain Ruahe De Monts.
Ruahe's especially been real helpful. She's so calm-headed. I'd admired to be like her when I was coming through the ranks, so it's pretty cool to actually get to know her. She's real helpful and got so much knowledge, and I'm just trying to be like a sponge and soak it all up.
The other debutants are Blues lock Ma'amavepulu and Matatu halfback Maya Joseph, the daughter of the former All Black and former Japan coach Jamie Joseph. The Fiji under-20 women's soccer team will play warm-up matches in the US ahead of the FIFA under-20 Women's World Cup. Fiji Football says the young Akulas will travel to the US in August for a series of friendlies, including a match against a combined Fiji-US team. Coach Angeline Chua says friendly matches serve as a critical platform to assess their strengths and weaknesses, identify areas for improvement, and fine-tune their game plan ahead of the World Cup. Fiji will be among 24 teams confirmed for the under-20 World Meet in Colombia from August 31 to September 22. And that's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, head to rnzi.com.